Unified Radio. Radio Network. Savage. You're listening to the Amplified Radio Network. If you missed any of the show or just want to hear it again, you can subscribe to the Enhanced Podcast on iTunes, SoundCloud, and all podcast directories. Just log on to amplifiedradio.ca. We'll be bringing you some exclusive content only to the website and on the podcast feed. Up now is an interview with Carl Cox. A big thank you to all the regular listeners of the show. And if you like what you hear, tell a friend. This is Matt Prenn with Beats Baby. Until next time.
You've been listening to the Amplified Radio Network.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Every year, millions of people watch the Triple Crown races, awed by the speed and agility of thoroughbred horses on the track. These animals are powerful, but they can also be vulnerable, especially when it's hot.
Exertional heat illness essentially refers to when horses become too hot while they're exercising, and their internal temperature gets too high, and then they become ill.
That's Leah Trigg of the University of Bristol Veterinary School in the UK. She reviewed hundreds of cases of heat illness in horses to identify the main risk factors. She found that longer races are more likely to cause heat stress. Horses that have suffered from a bout of heat illness in the past are far more likely to exhibit symptoms again. And racing in hot, humid conditions, especially when a horse is not accustomed to it, significantly increases the chance of heat illness. She says that as the climate warms, the risk is growing. The research highlights the need for tracks to provide cool-down facilities with shade and access to water that can be used to rapidly cool the horses.
And really to plan now and put in place the policies that will ensure that horse welfare is protected in a changing climate.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To hear more stories like this, visit climateconnections.org.